Hi, this is Dawn Sharina. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. I'm in my old room now at the house, and it's empty, so I didn't realize there was going to be such an echo in here. But this is like the only place I can find in the house right now that isn't just bustling with people just being busy for no reason whatsoever. And my roommate is driving me a little bit nuts today. She cannot settle down, and she's just all over the place. So I came in here for a minute to talk to you guys, but I didn't realize there was going to be such an echo in here. So we'll just see how it goes. So this week has been a little less, I don't know what the word is, contentious than last week was. There's still this thing going on between us that is, it's a problem, you know, and it's hard to explain, you know, living in a place like this with so many people and so many different personalities and so much this and so much that, and, you know, everybody being forced to get along and, you know, serious differences between people, serious different lifestyle ways that people have lived and ways that people handle their problems and, you know, things like that. And it's just like, it can really be a drag on you, you know? And then, you know, I can't open this window. I was going to open this window, but I can't open it. You know, and then the bipolar pops up and, you know, and then people want to think that they're all doctors and they all know about bipolar and they all know about my bipolar and they all know how to diagnose me and what it is that I need to be better. And then that just exacerbates the problem because none of them actually know what it is that will actually really fix me. You know, so last week's podcast, you know, of course it floated to staff, which I knew it would, you know, and she's kind of laid off me a little bit. However, she's still hovering, and I hate that. You know, I hate feeling like I'm a moron, and I just can't actually successfully do anything, although I've lived 57 years, you know, and I'm still kicking. So it's on her now, I guess. I just have to kind of let it go and just realize that it's not me. It's not always me. Yeah, I blow it sometimes, and I'm not always perfect, but it's not always me. That's the problem. And sometimes other people really, you know, really are the problem, you know, and really think that them thinking that they can fix everything is a problem, you know, and being in denial that they might have some trouble too is a real problem. So I'm just kind of riding it out, you know. I mean, I legitimately do feel better physically and mentally this week. And, you know, there's no doubt that the anniversary dates of those things that happened took a toll on me, as they would any person who, like, lives and breathes, you know. So it was, you know, it was just like a learning curve, I feel like, you know. And then and this discipleship thing I'm doing, we just started our new fruit of the spirit, which is joy. And, of course, the first part of the series was finding joy in grief, which, you know, came about 2 weeks late, but always good information. And it kind of set people straight as to how they were judging me and, you know, how they thought that they knew better than I knew how to help myself, you know. And the fact was, I really did know how to help myself. I just really didn't need people up my ass all the time telling me what to do or what they thought I needed to do or turning me in or throwing me under the bus or any of that stuff, you know. It's like I didn't need that. What I needed was somebody just to sit with me and just shut up, you know, and just let it be and not be trying to fix me and poke me and just make me feel like shit because I wasn't fitting into their mold of what I should be, you know. And I think that's part of what probably a lot of us do, you know. We, of course, we have the diagnosis, right? So, of course, we're kind of, you know, we're suspect to people just, you know, thinking they know best for us, you know. And then we're suspect to what, you know, the stereotypical bipolar person is. So people are really confused at the get-go because none of us are stereotypes and none of us fit into any one certain mold. So right there is a problem. So, you know, all these people thinking that they know best for us, you know, and I'm not talking about doctors so much because they kind of maybe have a clue. But, you know, friends and associates and people you work with and schoolmates and, you know, your nosy neighbor or, you know, your too busy, you know, roommate and all these people who think that they know. And so when you open up to them and you tell them something, then they go and they tattle and they make it 100 times worse than it ever was. And then, of course, that just sets you on a real downward spiral because now you know that you can't trust people, number one. And number two, now everybody's looking at you because they think that you're a threat. And that's a problem, you know. So, I mean, I got through it, and a lot of what I said was, actually everything I said was true, but a lot of it was taken to heart by staff, and, you know, they realized where I was coming from, and they realized that, you know, if somebody's up your ass all the time, of course all they're going to find are problems, you know. It's like, if I followed somebody around 24/7 like an iSpy, I mean, I'm going to find all kinds of stuff wrong. So, I mean, like, if I followed this person around all the time 24/7, I am sure that I would find many, many character defects and issues that she has that, you know, are kept on the down low because she's upper echelon disciple or whatever the bullshit. I don't know. But anyway, whatever. That's a different show. That's a totally different show. But yeah, so, you know, I was really agitated. I was agitated and depressed and, you know, maybe manic at the same time because, you know, it's the second year of Christopher's birthday that he wasn't here, and I'm still learning how to deal with it. And I mean, never, that might always be one of those days that's just always going to be a rough day, you know. And it doesn't mean I'm not happy in my life, and it doesn't mean that I do not experience joy, but am I going to walk around like a buffoon my whole life? No. That's not the way that God made me. You know, maybe that's the way God made her, is to be a buffoon and be joyous all the time and to actually have no other emotions whatsoever. But that's not how God made me, you know? And that's probably not how God made you. And that's why we're bipolar, because, you know, we experience the high and the low, and when we're doing all the good things we're supposed to do, then we hit that middle ground, you know, and we're balanced. But you know, and I keep on trying to, you well know this, but, you know, if you don't have the lows, then how are you going to know what the highs are and how to balance it out? And if you don't have the highs, then your lows are going to be forever, right? So, but who's to tell me the gauge of what I'm supposed to be? Who's supposed to tell me that I'm not reaching their perspective of what it means to be joyous, or, you know, what it is to be them, right? Basically, because, I mean, I think what people are trying to do is make me be them and how they felt and how they handle their shit. And I could easily go around and turn the thing around, because as much as they don't think I got my stuff together, man, I do have my stuff together. I just had, you know, a situational thing that came up, and being in a different place with a whole lot of personalities and conflict and everything I'm not used to. I mean, I lived alone for 16 years. This is like throwing me into a pit of wolves, you know, and like just expecting me to be like, hey, this is awesome fun, you know. This one's trying to eat my brain. This one's trying to eat my integrity. This one's trying to take my respect. This one's doing this. This one's doing that. But this is what my normal is now? Well, give me a minute to adjust to it, because this is not normal, you know. And I just feel like everybody thinks that you're just supposed to bounce into something and not have any kind of growing pains. And I think that's absolutely wrong, you know. And people that have been in this program a couple times over, they've had their growing pains, you know. Now they're just like soaking up the gravy and just getting through it. And it's not the same. It's not the same for anybody. Nothing is the same for anybody. We can all go through the same experience and experience it absolutely differently, with different perspectives and different memories. And that's a proven fact. So, you know, that's a proven fact. And I'm going to put this on hold for right now, because I'm probably going to get nailed for being in here and it's cold, but I'm going to continue this later after dinner and give you guys some more of the down low going on here later. Okay, so it's after dinner, and I might actually have a couple minutes in my own room before the most I have to keep busy person in the world shows up and makes me tired by her freaking franticness. Apparently, I mean, she's going to take a shower at some point, but I don't know when. And I just kind of wanted to finish this up because there's not really a whole lot more to say. So I guess basically what we're getting at is that don't let other people's judgments of you, like, affect the way that you are. Don't let them take your authenticity away. Don't let them badger you into becoming something that you're really not, even if it's, and actually badgering is never in your best interest. So, you know, don't let people take your shine, basically, you know. Don't let them, I was going to go back to this, don't let them steal your joy, right? But I mean, this is the thing, they sometimes can be badgering you that you're not joyful enough. And the fact you're not joyful is because they won't leave you alone. So, you know, there's that.
Don't ever change who you authentically are to please anybody, because ultimately you're going to wind up hating yourself for it, and then they may love you for what you've become because they want you to be them, right? And I don't want to be anybody but me. I'm good, you know? Other than that, let's see what's going on. So the interviews are still coming up, one on the 29th, which is Tuesday, and then one on April 12th. I have an interview coming up with my friend who wrote the book Crazy Memoir, Memoir of a Mad Mom, something like that. Excuse me. I put a picture of the book up on my Insta, Dancing with Bipolar, so check it out. I'm going to have to change a date because I forgot that we're going to Zion National Park that weekend with the Disciple Program. So I'm going to have to bump the date, but keep tuned. This interview is absolutely happening. I know I've been meaning, it's just, you know, you all know how things are sometimes, like, schedules just don't stay permanent, right? But this will happen, and I might actually do it on the 10th, the scheduled day, but it all depends on what time we get back from Zion, and if I could be guaranteed that I would have respectful people on the way back, I could do it on the way back on the bus, but I know how these people are, and there'll be no respect given, so I can't even half expect to do it unless we get a really nice bus with a bathroom, then I can lock myself in the bathroom and do the interview from there, but I'm probably going to have to hit her up and reschedule that. What else? DancingWithBipolar.com, of course, is your go-to place to find all the past shows and contact. DancingWithBipolar@yahoo.com is my email. Feel free to hit me up. I feel like there was something else I wanted to tell you all, and I just can't remember what it was. So I think we're just going to make this one short and sweet today, and I can always do a catch-up show tomorrow. I just really feel like there was something important I wanted to tell you guys, and I just, for some reason, it slipped in my mind. So maybe it was just the importance of staying authentic to yourself. Don't sell out for anybody. Don't change who you authentically are to please anybody, because ultimately God made you the way that you are. And if you are pleased with yourself, then God is pleased with you. I mean, unless you're like being a total, well, anyway, you know what I mean. You know, live a respectful life full of integrity, and you're bound to be doing just fine in God's eyes. Don't let people tell you who you're supposed to be, because they're just projecting onto you what they want to be. And that's not who you are. So, because we're just going to cut it here, because I'm just kind of rambling on, and I'm waiting to be bombarded on any minute, and I don't want to have to restart the show again, so we're just going to end it here. So, this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar, and hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.
Hi, this is Dawn Shireen of Dancing with Bipolar. As we all know, COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease, however. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including your mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay home and away from other sick people, except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. That's cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.